four blessings and four contrasting worries. In Matthew's Beatitudes, the focus is on the spiritual. In Luke, they speak of material conditions in this life that will be overthrown. Blessed are the poor, those who hunger now, those who weep now, and where people hate you. But what if we to look at the Beatitudes in a completely different way, in an environmental friendly way, especially in this season of creation time? The effects of climate change and pollution impact more on the poor and marginalised than the rich. Someone adapted the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who use low energy light bulbs, for theirs is the light of the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who travel by train, for their lives are on God's track. Blessed are those who choose a car with low fuel consumption, for they are in God's fast lane. Blessed are those who insulate their houses and homes, for theirs is the warmth of God's love. Blessed are you when you put yourself out to use energy from renewable sources, for you have kindled the flame of the future. Just as the original Beatitudes are countercultural in terms of the poor and marginalised, so these adaptive Beatitudes are also countercultural to our current consumption of the Earth's environment. We know the story of the rich young ruler who wanted to follow Jesus but couldn't give up his riches. We get the expression, "I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who's rich to enter the kingdom of God." So what about this alternative? A rich young ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to save the world?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know what the sustainability manual says. Do not waste water or energy. Shop thoughtfully and use recycling facilities." And the man replied, "Ever since I was young, I've lived this way." When Jesus heard this, he said, "There is still one more thing you must do. Live so that nothing you do depletes the earth's resources or does permanent damage to its habitat." But when the man heard this, he was sad because he had a comfortable life. Jesus was sad and said, "It is easy for a waste collection vehicle to enter the drive of a small council house than for a rich person to live sustainably." Both slightly different perspectives on changing our culture, a necessity for our planet, ourselves, and more importantly, the poor and the marginalised. In October, 29th of September to the 6th of October, we're having a Eco Week, and schools have been invited to come along to church, and there will be various activities and experiences related to the environment. We've invited Heaton Park, St Margaret's School, and Prestwich Prep. We'll start with a launch by Bishop David on the Sunday before, the 29th. And then Monday to Thursday, with the exception of Wednesday morning, the children will be participating in these activities. On Friday, we have St Margaret's School Harvest Festival, which will be in church. And then on Saturday, we have our Harvest Lunch, and there'll be the opportunity to walk around church to see some of the displays and activities that have been going on throughout the week. On the Sunday, 6th of October, it's our Church Harvest Festival. And then 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we have a pet blessing. That might be organised chaos, but we'll see. I'm mentioning all this now because it very much links to the adaptive version. within church. So hopefully this afternoon, Messy Church will be having an activity that's related to that. We've got some information from CAFOD, which is about reminding the government to achieve net zero emissions. We'll have our staycation photographs around, because it's how we respect and use and value our world. We'll have some of the things that Eco Church have been doing here at St. Margaret's, and possibly some vegan and vegetarian food for people to try. So what can you do? We need volunteers to do all this. We need volunteers to help with the children's activities, and they range from things like designing a poster to scientific experiments. We need people to help grow up and make sure that those involved can be sustained throughout all the activities, and people to meet and greet the children. If anybody can help in any way, please, please let us know, because it's a really good opportunity for us to work within the community and promote being eco-friendly, which is essential for the future of our planet. I'd like to finish with an adaptive prayer. I'm very much into adaptions today, of St. Francis's prayer. Living God, where there is waste, let us bring recycling. Where there is recycling, let us bring reuse. Where there is reuse, let us bring sustainability. Where there is sustainability, let us bring justice. And where there is justice, let us bring love.